Hey guys, welcome to my special edition called the NBA Bubble. Now, included in the NBA Bubble is, of course, the playoffs and the finals. Now, today, we all know, if you have not known already, that the Los Angeles Lakers have won the NBA championship. And now, we're going to talk a little bit about the road to get there, and specifically with the Lakers. And we're going to talk about some of the things that I think that are important that people need to be reminded about. So, in all honesty, I'm just going to be as honest as possible and tell what I really feel is important that people remember, know the facts, and how this NBA bubble was very successful in some ways and in some ways not. So, let's get to it. All right, you guys. The NBA bubble. Wow. First of all, congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. And also to Adam Silver, who created an NBA bubble. According to reports, there were zero, and I mean none, tested positive for coronavirus. And that was, in itself, a great feat for the NBA and for sports in general. Now, I'll also say that it did have a different feel, though. And I think a lot of people can agree that it didn't feel like NBA playoff basketball. You know, in a packed arena, really loud. You know, the momentum swinging in the favor of the home team. I mean, even though they had the home team painted on the floor, which is one thing, it just didn't have the same feel as NBA playoff basketball. You know, it was great to have the virtual fans and all this and that. And they even had some actual real live fans that sat way back in the distance, if you saw it in some of the camera shots. But trust me, it did not feel like real NBA playoff basketball. Again, thanks to the coronavirus, that's why that happened. But all in all, they did get to finish the season, which is the main point, because the season was postponed after March. We were right in the middle of the season, and the coronavirus hit. So then the NBA took off, 4 months, and started back up in, July? And so, you know, they went to Orlando. They stayed in quarantine, literally, for 3-4 months, as the Lakers definitely did. Times without their family. You know, then you have the drama in the bubble where people like, they call him Lemon Pepper Lou from the Clippers, left the bubble so he could go and get some lemon pepper wings down here in Atlanta to Magic City. So, things like that, you know, no cohesiveness. People just, you know, did not want to be there, and I understand that. But at the same time, you got to apply by the rules, and you're a millionaire, so I don't understand why you wouldn't want to be with your team, help your team win. But, you know, selfishness knows no end, guys. So basically, that's what happened right there. Speaking of the Clippers, they were totally uninterested. They said that they were uninterested. They were even one of the teams that voted that they didn't even want to continue the season. And they actually showed it. That's why they lost second round. And they were the big favorites actually to win or to actually knock off the Lakers, but they didn't. They didn't even get the opportunity to because they got knocked off by the Denver Nuggets. So, with all that being said, it shows you that the bubble did have an effect on the teams. It did have an effect on the psyche of people. They were talking about Pandemic P, which is Paul George, was playing horrible. He was shooting horrible shots. The Clippers were just a complete disaster this year. And then to top it all off, their coach got fired. So Doc Rivers got fired. And then literally probably 2 weeks later, he gets hired on in another position, which I've never seen that in NBA history, but I guess, you know, since he's a championship coach, he gets that kind of favor. Okay, and so Doc Rivers becomes the Philadelphia 76ers coach. Amazing. So now he's back in the East, and now he's going to be a force of nature that comes through, and actually is going to uplift the 76ers. I still don't see the 76ers being, you know, one of the top contenders in the East. I still see Boston. I still see, actually, which a lot of people may or may not know, is that a healthy Kevin Durant and Kyrie now is going to put Brooklyn on the top of the pecking order there in the East right now. So I see Brooklyn actually coming out of the East. But we still can't disrespect Miami because they are the Eastern Conference champions. And with a few extra additions and a healthy roster, they will still be in contention again. And then, of course, Milwaukee. You know, you have to pay respect to Milwaukee because with a healthy Giannis, they still will be a force of nature. But with all that being said, let's talk about what actually happened a little bit more in depth in the bubble. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers, who are the champions this year, they ended up playing the Houston Rockets. Now, let's talk about this for a little bit. The Rockets, to me, felt like they were basically uninterested as well. They did not give me that. To me, they were the biggest disappointment in the bubble, because to have Russell Westbrook, James Harden, you know, and then Austin Rivers, Doc Rivers' son, to have that lineup, PJ Tucker, to have people like that on your roster and not even give the Lakers any kind of problems or contention, to me, that was one of the biggest disappointments in the NBA bubble. Because, of course, the drama with that was they didn't want to play for their coach, which he got fired. So when you find things like that out after the fact, it's just like, wow. So because they definitely should have gave the Lakers more problems than what they did, because they lost 4-1. But when you find out things like that, it's just like, wow, okay, what is really going on? That's the thing. You got to get the backstory of these teams, because you wonder why certain things happen, and that's why. Because that, to me, just was totally unacceptable, the way they played this year. And then you had the Denver Nuggets, which was the surprise team, the Cinderella team, if you will, of the NBA bubble, because they came in and were down 3-1 twice, and came back and won their series against the Utah Jazz. And then they ultimately came back and beat the Clippers. So I'm telling you guys, this is really one of the most interesting NBA seasons. But again, to me, it was hard on the families, hard on the fans, hard on everybody because of the coronavirus. But also, my main point I want to make about this recording is that, to me, the NBA, you know, they try their best to get the essence of the playoffs, but to me, it failed miserably, because just the audience was the actual audience, and I'm talking about the TV audience, was down. The ratings were down because it just didn't feel like playoff basketball. I'm getting back to that point. But also, I also wanted to say this about the LA Lakers. I felt like they had an easy path to win this championship. And I was saying this not in hate, not in disrespect to them, but I feel like, you know, when you have a championship, you should play the best team. You should play the best players. And playing a Miami Heat team with just Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, which Bam was out one game because he, you know, got hurt. Without a Goran Dragic, not that he would have made much of a difference, but, you know, it definitely would have affected a game, maybe. I feel like the Lakers did not have, you know, the best competition to play against. Still, not taking anything away from the Lakers, because they obviously, with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, were going to be a force to be reckoned with. So, no disrespect to them. I just feel like they would have had more competition if the Rockets would have played and the Clippers would have actually played. So, that's all I'm saying with all that. But again, congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, me as a Golden State Warrior fan, I am happy because we can get now basically back to the real season. Everybody's healthy. they have a target date of January, I believe it's the 18th, to restart the season because everything's thrown off, because normally a season would start in November, first week of November, around my birthday, but they will not because of coronavirus. And, you know, the players need time to rest. They've been in the bubble 3-4 months. So they need, you know, some time to heal and time with their families and things of that nature. So the league is going to be gracious and give them to January. I believe it's the 18th to start. Now, another question that rises up is, when they do restart, is it going to be in the bubble format again? Or is it going to be back in the arenas with social distancing and, you know, safety preventative measures that will keep the fans safe? We'll see. That's yet to be determined. So I'll keep my eyes on ESPN and, you know, Fox Sports and things of that nature to see what's going on. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, this coronavirus is not over. And that's more serious than any game, any sport that's being played right now. Please, guys, be safe. Wear your mask. Do not be in large crowds. And then keep your 6 feet social distance. More than 6 feet if you can from people. If you can't be more than 6 feet from people, please wear your mask. Do everything you can to keep yourself safe, all right? Use your Clorox wipes. Use your, you know, your hand sanitizer, whatever you need to do to stay safe. With all that being said, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys, and we'll be back with another episode of the NBA as soon as it starts back up. So I appreciate you guys listening. Y'all have a great day. God bless.